Bro, are you? Well, you're clearly awake, but can I come in? Please. I'm glad you have candles already lit. I hate stumbling around in the dark. Hey, listen. I could use your help. I could use some company and, like, comfort. No, nothing happened. I just really don't like storms. They scare the shit out of me, honestly. It's not funny, dude. I'm serious. I have astrophobia. The thunder, the lightning, the strong winds, even just a chance of a storm on the weather app freaks me out. Look, I know that we don't get along and that we butt heads a lot, and I can be mean, but I could really use your help right now, dude. And you know me well enough to know that I've got to be really scared to admit that. I need to be touched and comforted. No, holding hands is not enough. Not when the storm is this bad. I need, like, more contact. Like if I could, I don't know, sit on your lap and we could cuddle. Yes, please. I know it's weird, especially coming from me, but I don't have anyone else right now, and I'm really scared. I'm freaking out. And yes, I see the irony in the tough tomboy girl suddenly acting very girly and seeking cuddles, but I need this, please. Thank you, bro. Seriously, it means a lot. Can you sit up? Yeah, like against the headboard. This is kind of going to be awkward enough as it is, and I feel like it would be weirder if we were cuddling lying down, right? Thank you. So it's okay if I just climb onto your lap? Okay. All right. Is this good? I mean, like, is it fine for you? Okay. I don't want to make you uncomfortable or anything. Can you wrap your arms around me, please? Well, cuddling usually involves both people taking part, dummy. Just around my waist and my back. Come on. Nice and tight, please. Thanks. This feels, nice. Oh, yeah, you can rub my back a bit if that's what you want to do. Thank you. That's really nice. I am sorry to impose like this, but you know that I would not come to you if I had a choice. Yeah, well, I guess we never really talked about it before. Not that we talk that much in general, but I've been scared of storms my whole life. I don't know why. It's not like I've been hit by lightning or had the roof of my house ripped off or something. There's not really a reason for it. I just hate them. Bruh, I know that is why they call it an irrational fear. I'm not stupid just because I have a phobia. Well, normally I would just hug my pillow and bury myself beneath the covers and try to watch a movie or something to get my mind off of it, but this storm is really bad and it's so loud I can hear it through my noise-canceling headphones. And to make matters worse, the power's out, so no internet, no TV, just me and myself and my thoughts and this fucking storm. Or It was until I came in here, into your room, and into your arms, I guess. I'm not groaning, I'm not breathing heavy, I'm not doing anything weird. I'm just comfortable, okay? And you're holding me like super tight. No, it's not too tight. I'm just saying that's why I'm making noises, if anything. I really like being held like this, so please don't stop. Yeah. What? I'm not squirming. No, I'm not. I'm just shivering a little because it's cold. No, stop. Don't pull the blankets over us. It'll be too hot then. Fine, I'm not shivering. I'm just trembling because I'm scared and nervous. Stop making fun of me, dude. You're meant to be making me feel better. Yes, you are making me feel better holding me like this. I can feel the vibrations through your body every time you talk and laugh. God, you're so annoying, but I am really, really grateful that you're here right now with me. You know, I never imagined that we would be this close, especially not on your bed. I mean, like, look at us. Most of the time, we can barely hold a conversation for more than 2 minutes without arguing. But here we are, cuddling in bed. Well, sitting up in bed, but still. I know. I mean, yesterday, if you paid me like a gazillion bucks, I wouldn't have agreed to cuddle with you. Okay, fine. That's a lie. I would cuddle with you for that much. But no less than a gazillion. And that's a lot of money. You know how many tank tops that could buy me? And Jurassic Park related merch. Yeah, well, when storms come, all bets are off. And besides, now that we're here, this isn't so bad, is it? I mean, it kind of feels good, I think. I'm not squirming, I'm just trying to get comfortable. I don't know, I just feel so warm and cozy and I'm talking with you like this, and the way that you're looking at me, I just, fuck, no, of course I didn't come. Why the fuck would you even say that? That's so gross and weird and, ugh. No, I didn't, I just, sneezed. Obviously. Yes, it was a sneeze. It was an internal sneeze. It's something that women do. You wouldn't know about it since you're a dude. It is real. It's like a sneeze without the achoo and the mucus and stuff. It happens inside the body. That's why it's an inside sneeze. Hey, it's not my fault you're uninformed, bro. Read a fucking book. Yeah, a woman does it from time to time. It especially occurs when the woman in question is ovulating. Oh my god, wait. No. You need to get off this topic. I did not come. First of all, even if you put your hands between my legs, it wouldn't be wet whatsoever. It would be drier than a raisin in a desert. And second of all, you are not touching my pussy. Cause that's fucking weird, dude. That's why. No, I'm not hiding anything. There's nothing to hide, you psycho. Dripping down my legs. Oh, well, that's sweat, obviously, cause I'm warm and hot and it's not. Oh! You did not just lick that off your hand.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Okay, fine. It's come. I came by accident. Just shut up. These stupid fucking booty shorts don't hide anything. Don't read into it, okay? I know what you're thinking, and it's not that. Yes, I'm being serious. I was sitting on your lap, and it felt really good, so I was just moving around a little bit, to like warm up, and then I guess I kind of was grinding, and I couldn't help it, okay? Because I don't know, I'm scared and I'm stressed and I'm ovulating. I'm fucking ovulating and I'm so horny. It's not because I like you or anything like that. I'm going through it right now, okay? Being horny and terrified is a weird mix, trust me. Yes, I did come on you, but that was just a coincidence and an accident. I knew that you would be too much of a jerk to come for me. I'm gonna go. What do you mean I'm not going anywhere? This is too embarrassing, dude. No, I don't need you to take care of me. I can find release on my own. Okay, touche, I guess. But I just need you to hold me. That's not taking care of me, as you say. Okay, well, hypothetically, what would helping me get release involve exactly? Okay, I'm listening. Okay, maybe I'm sold actually. Fine. You can do whatever you need to do. I don't care what you do as long as it involves pulling my shorts down. I'm so fucking wet. Oh, fuck. God, that's so embarrassing that I came by accident. Yeah, touch my pussy just like that. Oh, God. Oh, fuck, dude. I was not expecting you to know your way around a pussy so well. Oh, my God, that feels amazing. Fuck, I kind of want your dick inside me. Yeah. Oh, I kind of want you to fuck me so hard that I scream and forget about this stupid storm. Yeah. I'm really pent up. Oh, fuck. Oh. God, that feels good. You're gonna make me come. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, my God. Oh. Yeah. Look in your eyes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just like that. Oh, God. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck. Oh. Holy shit. That was an orgasm. Yeah. You're so hard. Did you like me coming on top of you? Yeah, both times. Well, I think maybe it's time for you to feel good too. And besides, I want to see how well you could take care of me. Yeah, dude. Put your dick in me. Come on. I'll do it. I'm serious. You got me so horny. Oh, fuck. No, I can't. As much as I want to ride you, I can't bring myself to push or pull or yank myself away. Not one bit. I need you to take control. Please. Oh, well, mating press, huh? Oh, you impress me, sir. Go on, do it. Oh, fuck me good. Come on. Ah, oh, yes. Oh, fuck, that's so fucking good. Oh, fuck, just like that. Holy shit, how are you? Oh, how are you so good at this? Oh, fuck. Well, I don't know. I don't think anyone goes straight to mating press unless they know what they're doing. Fuck. Holy shit, that's insane. Oh my god. I don't know how I ended up here getting fucked by my fucking roommate. But I'm so glad to be taking your dick. Yeah, I love your cock. God, you're pounding me so good right now. It's so embarrassing that I came on your lap. I'm so pathetic. Oh my god. You know, considering I came in here just for some cuddles, you're really going above and beyond. Oh, like, fucking me. This is exactly the kind of initiative I love in a roommate. Oh, yeah. Of course. Taking initiative, spoiling me, giving me 110% everything. Fuck, you might be a good roommate after all. Oh, God. Oh, God. I know we've been living together for a whole year, but that was just your free trial. But it's ending at midnight tonight. And here you are, proving to me, fuck, that you deserve this pussy. It was all in the agreement I got you to sign. It's totally there. Don't bother checking. Fuck. Oh my god. Fuck. Come on, fuck me harder. Do it. Fucking do it. Don't hold back at all. Make me scream for you. Fuck the fear out of me. Fuck. Fuck yeah. Oh, harder, harder. Huh. Oh, just like that. Oh, fuck. I'm not gonna want to fuck anyone other than you. Oh my god. Oh my god, fuck. Listen. I'm gonna need you to come inside me. Yes. Yeah. I want you to cream pie this pussy. Mark it, claim it. Come on. Come on, roomie. Don't you want to stake your claim? Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yeah, just like that. Oh my god. I want you to fill me up with so much cum that it's dripping from me for fucking days. Yes. Fill up your little tomboy roommate with all that cum. Yeah, I'll let my pussy just fucking milk it out. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Oh god, you're gonna make me cum on your dick. Oh, yes, oh, yeah. Ooh. Oh shit. Fuck. Oh my god. Holy fuck. That was amazing. So fucking good. Could you tell I came that time? I'm not very subtle. Even with my little tiny orgasm earlier, you were still on to me. Romeo, you did so good. I really needed that. Thank you for taking care of me and my needs. Yeah, I guess I can allow you to continue being my roommate, but only for another 6 months. Then we'll have to come back to this and see if you're still up to par. I see. So your counter offer is you get to live with me for the foreseeable future, and in exchange, we continue fucking. Well, this is a perfectly fine deal to me. All right, I'm in. But you have to let me sleep in your bed whenever there's a storm. And whenever there's not a storm. Of course, sex and cuddles are all inclusive in that. I thought that was obvious. Well, it makes sense, right? If we share a bed, then you'd be at my fingertips whenever I need comfort. Or cuddles. Or sex. Or all three. Plus, it means we can empty this stuff out of my room and use it for activities. Well, I was thinking more like an indoor ball pit, but I guess that works too. Yeah, we'll figure all of that out. That's a future problem. For now, I just want to cuddle and fall asleep in your arms. Forget all about this stupid storm. Oh, and don't put your pants back on. I want your cock ready just in case there's an emergency during the night. I like you too. Most of the time, anyway. Good night, dude. Don't let the bed bugs bite. But I can't promise that I won't bite.